Welcome to the space show, Ian.
Thank you, Andrew.
You've just come back from Brisbane. What are you doing up there?
Well, we had the 8th National Space Engineering Symposium.
Sounds very impressive. What were you doing there?
Well, that's where people report on space research and development and commercial activities in Australia.
There was a talk a couple of years ago of a spaceport in Cape York. Any talk about that at the conference?
No, that was hardly even mentioned. I think the main reason is that it was always realised that the very large amount of funding, the order of $1 billion, has often been mentioned in order to build a full-fledged spaceport there. And so far, no one company or group has been able to prove that they are willing to go ahead with that. However, there are a number of other different options, especially in small launch vehicles. These days you can have very transportable launch vehicles, which could be launched from sites with much less infrastructure, or even transportable under transportable circumstances. So there's a number of different options available there.
And given that we've got the rocket, are we looking at launching payloads that are Australian, or are we looking at trying to persuade customers from overseas to use our vehicle?
Well, we'd need to do both together. Certainly to gain credibility overseas, we'd need to launch our own satellites first and as well. But at the same time, to run a commercial business, we'd need to seek paying customers from overseas. So if we can provide the right combination of a politically stable country and good launch facilities, and launch at the right price, and launch anyone's payload without economic restrictions, then I think the indications are very good that we could make a business out of it.
Previous space engineering conferences have abounded with ideas of Australian satellites. Was this an exception, or was this along with the rules again? Lots of ideas floating around.
Yes, indeed. They've crystallised a bit. The original idea of the RAS, or the Remote Area Satellite Service, has evolved a little bit further. The idea is a simple store and forward satellite would be the simplest and easiest thing for Australia to build firstly.
What do you mean by store and forward?
Okay, well, that's where you send up a message up to the satellite, and it's stored on board the satellite until it passes closer to the user and then is relayed down to the user there, as opposed to real-time communications such as you would need for a telephone service.
Is there a demand or market for that here in Australia?
Yes, there certainly is a demand, and a demand worldwide, and that would be one that would be quite easy to exploit in the short term. There's been much talk of things like Iridium, where you have constellations of satellites, but they are immensely complex systems and obviously some distance away. Very doubtful whether they'd be operating before the year 2000 or so. But the store and forward satellites are already operating in some limited capabilities. So that would be one area we could get into.
Any actual proposals, like a name for a vehicle, or proposals to the government that it funded, or to some other customers?
Not really, but we're looking at cooperating with an overseas country who already have launched such a satellite, and that would be an easy entry for us to get into the ground systems and communicating with them, and to develop hopefully some applications for them. But as well as that very basic entry level program, there are a couple of more interesting, shall we say, or more advanced concepts also. For example, at this conference there were two proposals for synthetic aperture radar satellites to be built, that could be built by Australia. There are already some overseas ones, but we could take advantage of newer technologies in the meantime. And radar satellites, of course, have the advantage that they can see the ground day or night, and through cloud or through clear skies or whatever. And they can also provide a different sort of information from the traditional remote sensing satellites such as Spot and Landsat that have been operating for some years. So that's one exciting area that we could get into.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the space show, Ian.
Thank you, Andrew.